kick off this hour of America tonight with one of my favorite people, Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, who is now the darling of talk radio news. he's working for my pal Alan Ratner at TRN. So it's a beautiful thing, folks. And he has a great book out. If you haven't read it, it's called Sideswipe, and it'll really, there's moments that are so poignant and others that'll just make you laugh out loud. Bob, good to talk to you again.
Thanks. Always nice to be on your show.
All right, so somebody else wants to jump into the political game, and her last name is Cheney, Liz Cheney. What do you make of that?
Wow.
I think Dick wanted somebody in there, somebody that he could help out, I guess.
They just don't go away. You know, whether it's Elliot running again or one of the Cheneys. But I don't know that her name will be able to carry her even in that state. And she's got an interesting kind of history, and I think once... some of the shenanigans with the Secretary of State's office and things come out. I don't know that she'll be that. I don't think the name will just exactly carry her.
Yeah. So sometimes the name doesn't. Sometimes nepotism helps. Sometimes it doesn't. Right.
Doesn't. That's right.
Yeah. How about this crazy story? Hack attack again. These hackers posting supposedly the alleged passwords of Hill staffers and, it's Politico, Hill, and all these other people mixed in between. And now the FBI, of course, is looking into that breach. Man, it just never ends.
I have a former staffer. He's a lobbyist now, actually, and he's a great guy, and he posted on Facebook today, and I said, it's okay. You used to work for me. The FBI's been through all of ours already, so there's no problem. But they are kind of freaking out about it. This is a shot across the bow by this anonymous group. And the Senate is secured, they say, but the House, they might be able to go back into some of the old passwords. It came from an old server system is where it came out of. But this is just a group, anonymous, that's saying, hey, you want to spy on people? We're spying too. That's what they're saying on the Hill.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's good for one is good for the other.
Yeah, speaking of spying, the Edward Snowden stuff, now Putin... President Putin saying, okay, if he meets my demands, which is you can't dump any more information out there, you can get this temporary asylum in Russia. And then there's this crazy thing of Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, saying, well, how about we boycott the Olympics and just show them that we're not going to take it anymore? First of all, what do you think about the harebrained idea of banning the Olympics in Russia, the Winter Olympics, and also what's going on with Snowden and Putin and Obama's reaction?
Well, you remember the Mini-Me?
Yeah.
The little guy Mini-Me? Well, Lindsey Graham is Mini-McCain. I mean, he seriously is. He's Mini-McCain, and I served with him. But, he comes up with these ideas. We've had enough of this. You don't throw sports into this type of thing. This is not like Russia launched missiles on us, and we have to boycott the Olympics. So that idea is just bizarre. The Snowden issue, I kind of expected Russia to potentially, give him asylum. Now, Snowden might have erred. He may have just wanted to have flown straight to Venezuela and get asylum there. He might not have intended for the cold winters of Russia, but I fully expect Putin to do it. And what are we going to do? Do we cut off communication with Russia? We've had downed airplanes before that we took that had Russian equipment on it, and we didn't give it back till we were ready. And, these things happen in the world of espionage.
Yeah, in the world of espionage.
It's a spy going after a spy.
Yeah, absolutely. A spy going after a spy. So it's funny that we just know that this is happening. And so Snowden just broadened that. I mean, in your opinion, fair or foul, is he, because we all want to label everyone. Gosh, if we can't label anyone, what are we? We're not American if we can't do that. So is he a traitor, a hero, or just somebody who's caught in the middle?
I think he's kind of caught in the middle, and look, members of Congress who feign, oh my, I can't believe this, are they're just not being honest. The Patriot Act led to all of this. They knew it. They created a FISA court to, quote, monitor this type of stuff. Nobody paid attention to it. So I think he's somewhere in between. He revealed some facts of what he felt was really horrible for civil liberties, and then on the other end of it, he fled to Russia, so that in itself doesn't look, the best for him. So I think somewhere maybe in between.
Somewhere in between, I agree with you. All right, Bob Nay, a pleasure always. You have a fabulous weekend. All right, coming up the rest of this hour here on America Tonight, we got a new feature for you called Fun Facts. Because we're always, always talking about the frustrations of Washington, how unbelievable we think it is as we turn right and we turn left that everybody is picking our pockets. And so because of the moaning and the groaning, and I know we do the daily salute and we do some other fun things, I thought it'd be also a kick to do these fun facts. So every once in a while, we're going to zing you with a fun fact. Could happen randomly during this entire show. All right, here's a, not a fact, I mean, I guess it is a fact, but it's a pretty decent piece of reality news. If you are into legalized gambling, which means you've got something in the stock market, maybe it's your pension, that kind of thing, because there still are, believe it or not, people in this country that have pensions. The Dow and S&P 500 smashed into record territory once again on Thursday. A lot of strong earnings and a drop in jobless claims. So how about that? The Dow Jones going up 78 points, so that ends a record high. And the S&P at 0.6%, finishing at a record closing high, too, as well. And, you know, again, part of that was because of some of the earnings that were reported for a couple of big companies. And one of them was, you know, IBM. The IBM shares climbed like 3%. That's a pretty big jump for the second quarter. In fact, they're saying it was $4.3 billion. So that's a pretty big number. Also, United Health Group. Some of you are familiar with United Health Group. They had earnings way above what was forecasted. And anytime you see that kind of stuff, that's when you'll see the needle move. It's interesting because how often have I come on the show and said, wow, if we could just put a muzzle on Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman, and the former Federal Reserve Chairman, Alan Greenspan, whenever he's out at Harvard or Yale or some event speaking and talks about what's happening with the market, he tanks the market. I don't know. It's crazy. Because you had Bernanke, who was there before the Senate Banking Committee on Thursday, and he testified before the House Financial Services, the committee there, on Wednesday, saying that the Fed will keep its stimulus policies in place for as long as necessary. So you never know when Ben speaks if he's going to rock a boat. So we keep hearing it's the end of the world, but now the economy, or at least when it comes to what's happening, it's the bizarro world, what's happening on the market, it seems to have steadied. It seems as, you know, some people are saying that they've seen increases from 20% to 30% even, which is huge if you have something in the market. All right, coming back, we got some odds and ends, and then we're going to tell you about retail and an organization that is tanking big companies and your fates and my fortunes. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
America tonight, swinging into our wild weekend. Coming up later in this show, we got our cheap movie review. Also, we're going to talk to Dr. Bonner Cohen. That's coming up in our next segment. And he's going to tell you why you're ultimately going to be furious over what's happening in the retail world by a group called Ryla. And the stranglehold that they've got when it comes to forced green. I know that sounds confusing, but forced green is at the heart of the issue. And it's ridiculous. It's hog tying, really. Many entrepreneurs. But I'll let him get into that in the next segment. One of the things that we'll talk about is you create a project. Something, and you are going to put it up ultimately for sale, and you get a chance to put in some of these big stores. But the problem is, you really don't have much of a shot at making your specific product soar if there is some kind of bone of contention with this Ryla group, because they're cornering the market on what is being sold and what's not being sold. So it's forced sustainability. And through these sustainability teams, it's crazy. It's the green of greening. If you're on the green side of it and you're in with the tribe that's pushing that, then you are making some do-re-mi. And we saw that at the top of the ladder with Al Gore, of course, selling Current TV to Al Jazeera. And then the rest is history from there. All right, I said a fun fact, and I feel like flinging one in here. Something that I found out today, I just think it's very curious. So it's the summertime and a lot of people will eat pies. They'll, you know, go out to restaurants and they're offered pies. And of course you can get pie all year long, but it seems like I think pie season is really the spring and the summer. How many cherries do you think it takes to make a cherry pie? We just got to have some fun here. So how many cherries do you think it takes to make a cherry pot? If you were thinking in your head 50, 60, 70, 80, you are so wrong. 250 is the average amount. And I'm thinking in my head, if you have money woes, that might be an expensive proposition. How much are cherries a pound? Not cheap. Doubt they're worried about the cherry pies in Detroit. Do you know Detroit filed for the largest ever municipal bankruptcy in the history of our country? Motown, we feel ya. Ain't no mountain high or low, or too high or too low. But boy, this one was insurmountable. I mean, insurmountable. So how much are we talking about? If it's approved by a federal judge, which they got nothing, so I would assume it will be, it would force Detroit's thousands of creditors into negotiating with the city's emergency manager to resolve $18.5 billion in debt because it's crippling the city. They're stuck. I mean, when you're filing bankruptcy, you are stuck, especially when we're talking about a city. Detroit can't raise enough capital, enough bucks to meet what their obligations are. And it's supposed to get worse. And I love this. When the White House is asked about it, oh, we're monitoring the situation. Yeah, we got a senior team on the ground. Well, Detroit was in trouble for a long time. And nobody was really coming up with some brilliant ideas for Detroit. They've run car commercials now for the past 3 years, talking about how they're going to come back and all this other stuff. I mean, this is a city that is all about manufacturing. It was all about, we are the powerhouse, we are the manufacturers. And when you suddenly see that the automotive side of things gets crushed, then you got what, tanks, planes, that kind of stuff. If you go to World War II, I mean, it was just exploding, Detroit. Now, I mean, this was a city that was synonymous with the streets are paved with gold. Now the city is all about decay and decline and crime. The population of Detroit fell from 1 point. You see, their population is like 700,000 or so, give or take. That fell from 1.8 million people. The corruption, the investment in things that are so necessary aren't there. The murder rate is the highest that they've had in 40 years. Only a third of the ambulances were in service during the first quarter of 2013. Wow. Boy, it'd be tough to live in a city that goes bankrupt. I mean, no kidding. And it could run up even more, tens of millions to hundreds of millions of dollars. It's going to be very, very costly. I don't see how you can slice it any way other than it's going to go, they're going to go deep here. They're going to go deep, deep, deep. The taxable bonds traded at 38.5, yield of 16%. That's compared with 76 and a yield of 8.39% in mid-May. That's how fast things have gone in the opposite direction. All right, since it is a little bit of this, a little bit of that, that's why we call it odds and ends here on ATN. We've been talking about Twinkies and Twinkies folds, and folds temporarily until there's the outcry to bring Twinkies back. So after an 8 months hiatus, Twinkies came back this week, and it was huge. Record demand has sales coming in at 3 to 6 times greater than the capability they have to produce. So Hostess said that number of retailers and the bakery's products sold out within hours of being displayed. That they're just getting snapped up. Something about the panic of losing Twinkies that you enjoyed and seeing that they were no longer available. I think it infuriated people who identified with Twinkies. So that, you know, this is the snack that they like to eat. And snacking is such a personal thing. Maybe even more than eating the hardcore main part of the meal because the attraction is so there when you think of somebody laying out any kind of a meal. Twinkie snacks. Whew. Never a Twinkies person, but I have plenty of family members who are, and I'm sure they were part of the group that stumbled in to get Twinkies, that stumbled in to feed themselves over the weekend in front of the tube. But it's a slow dead zone in sports right now. We've talked about that before because the All-Star game just wraps up, so we're getting back to the business of baseball. But we had that couple of days in between. Slow. And you look at all the major sports, they're not kicked into full gear. Football's coming up. That's the great news there. But we still have a long, long road in front of us. All right, I promised, speaking of Twinkies, that we would talk about retailers. And we're talking about groups like Home Depot would be included in it and some other big companies that you're familiar with. The idea in the conversation with Dr. Cohen is trying to talk about the marketplace. What is safe and what is reliable, and ultimately, what is it that we want? What is it that we want at this point? So we're going to talk all about that. We're going to talk about retail. You will love this segment, since so many of you I know are entrepreneurs. Even if it's on a small scale, you'll be able to relate to this. And what the big stores are doing with the strength in numbers and how ultimately they're crushing us. If you think you're getting a good deal, think again. So that's next. Don't want to miss it. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
All set, cocked, locked. This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the USA, July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars. Online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. 2 freeze-dry guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPrepares.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. Prepares.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
America tonight, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Boys, sit up and pay attention, because we have a terrific guest waiting in our virtual green room. His name is Dr. Bonner Cohen. He's a senior fellow with our pals, the National Center for Public Policy Research, and he's got an interesting take on something that I know has enraged many of you. He has a new paper out, and it's called The Retail Industry Leaders Association. Check this title out. A Cartel That Threatens Innovation and Competitiveness. So here's the deal. In reading the paper, what Dr. Cohen is saying is that they've created what he calls a green straitjacket that will limit the choices of consumers to the products and technologies that meet the preconceived notions of what the Retail Industry Leaders Association's self-appointed stewards of sustainability. So, first of all, how do they, you know, anoint themselves that, you know, give themselves that title in a sense, because he's right, they have done that. And what does that do to the marketplace? Dr. Cohen, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
So you can tell I loved your title and what you had to say, the idea of a cartel. Explain to people listening why you think that, why it's become such a threat to future technologies and, as you say, innovation and competitiveness, which is the backbone of capitalism.
Yes. Well, we are all used to regulations being cooked up in Washington and being posed on us by various federal regulatory agencies, the EPA, the Food and Drug Administration, and others. What people need to understand, however, is that now, in the private sector, an extra regulatory system is being put into place, first and foremost in the aforementioned Retail Industry Leaders Association, or RILA. And what you have here is a code of conduct that has been cooked up by sustainability teams within RILA that will effectively dictate which technologies and which products can be sold, can not only be sold in the various member companies of RILA, and there are 200 of such companies, but the scheme is so encompassing that it includes not just the products and technologies which are to be sold in the member companies themselves, but throughout the supply chain, meaning how a product is made, how a product is transported from where it is manufactured to where it is finally sold, the ingredients that go into those products, and what you have here is a de facto second layer of regulation that is happening in the private sector. In other words, the environmentalist left has figured out how to change public policy by infiltrating and transforming trade associations, which have been with us for a long, long time, in transforming those trade associations into instruments of public policy. In other words, if you not only have one layer of government imposing regulations, but you also have certain environmental political correctness being mandated by RILA. And if you're a member company and you don't play ball, you're going to find out that their products from your suppliers are simply not going to be sold in that store. In other words, in a marketplace, a product is successful because it is safe, it is reliable, and it is something that people want, and in some cases they absolutely have to have. But under RILA's new scheme, we're going to see products there simply by virtue of the fact that they are manufactured in such a way that it meets the green standards of RILA, irrespective of whether these products are particularly good or, for that matter, affordable.
Yeah. Give us some examples of that. When you say the 200 companies, are you talking about, Home Depots, Apple?
800-pound gorillas here. They include Walmart, Best Buy, Home Depot, CarMax, and Gap. The list is very long. It also includes smaller companies that you may not be so familiar with. I'll give you a couple of names here too, because some of our listeners may have them in their local malls. Ulta, UTLA, REI, Joann, Meijer, and Great Eagle. So, for families who obviously have needs that need to be fulfilled, they're going to notice as they go to outlets in the years to come that they're going to be paying more for certain products. They're going to be paying more not just because of normal inflation that we all have to live with, but also because of a selection process that is well underway within these companies that include certain products and exclude them. In other words, it's not the marketplace that's determining this, but rather self-anointed environmental stewards within the trade association who are calling the shots through, I love the term sustainability teams. And these sustainability teams, and somebody's paying their salaries.
Right.
You would think the shareholders of these companies would be very upset about what's going on here, because these are companies that are not so much serving the public and not serving their customers, but serving environmental activists who have increased their influence within these companies and are de facto calling the shots.
So, for example, then I have a product, and people, I create the buzz, and I get the patent, and people want it, and there's a need for it, but I'm not in bed, so to speak, with the sustainability team, with the green police, and therefore I don't get the stamp of approval, and then the squeeze is on for your Home Depots and your Sears and those kind of people not to take my product because I'm not really approved. Is that pretty much what it is?
That's exactly right. Let's say that you have developed a way of making paint, and you simply, you're selling paint. Mm-hmm. Here's how this works. First of all, the ingredients that go into your paint, let's say it's indoor paint, things we use for bedrooms and kitchens and what have you. The ingredients that go into the paint must meet the specifications, the green specifications of Rila. The container that you put the paint in to sell it must also meet those specifications. How are you going to have that can of paint transported from the point of manufacture to the point of sale? Well, you're going to have to do that with fossil fuels. Ah, but Rila has come out solidly on the favor of solidly on the side of saving the planet from fossil fuels. So you're going to see companies increasingly come under pressure to transport their goods from the point of manufacture to the point of sale using green transport technologies, because fossil fuels have been deemed as instruments that are causing climate change, formerly known as global warming, and thus are increasingly out of favor with the big box stores. So if you're a consumer, you're going to ultimately see that your choices are going to be limited, not by the rough and tumble of the marketplace, but rather by an ideology that is being promoted within the member companies of Rila, and they're going to find that their choices are going to be limited, and because the specifications are written in such a way that the products that they buy are going to be of necessity more expensive.
Yeah. We're speaking with Dr. Bonner Cohen, and we're talking about Rila, and we're getting all riled up. I have to say, Dr. Cohen, in listening to this, I believe that most people don't realize that. What do you do to change that? What do we do to change that?
That's what we're doing now, because this is all in its infancy here. Rila rolled out this program last year in 2012, and it could well be that if you go to your local Best Buy or your local Walmart, you won't notice anything now. But believe me, you're going to notice it in 3 or 4 years. And the businesses that develop products, if we have people out there listening to us this evening who are entrepreneurs and think that they have come up with a better product, which they would love, of course, to sell in a local Walmart because of the volume of sales they would get there, if they don't meet the green specifications of a Walmart, they're not going to be able to sell their product there. So what we're doing now is we're putting out a red alert, or if you will, a green alert. Namely, this is happening. This is coming soon to a big box store near you and maybe even smaller stores. And the ultimate loser on this will be the consumer, the people living on fixed income who don't have the extra money to pay for products that are almost of necessity are going to be more expensive. And it's going to stifle innovation, because a lot of innovation takes place from people who think outside the box, and that also means from people who think outside the green box.
Wow, interesting stuff. Well, we hope we have certainly alerted some people, whether it's a red alert or a green alert. Really spread that word. Dr. Cohen, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide Worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Another career. We'll tell you about it in a second. Thanks for hanging through here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Remember, you can always pop on and throw in your two cents at 855-266-5283 or shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Anybody out there think it's pretty scary that all these municipalities are going bankrupt? They're filing bankruptcy. Why? Because they can't pay the bills. Imagine if you're the creditors. I talked about Detroit earlier this hour and the fact that this is amazing that the city has gone bankrupt. If you rewind to three decades ago even, man, the money was flush and rolling through that city. And it's because manufacturing, manufacturing, manufacturing. But more and more people are leaving the city. The bankruptcy certainly doesn't encourage more people to stay. It is a very, very bleak, dark portrait of Detroit. I know a lot of people from Michigan, and they wouldn't touch Detroit with a 10-foot pole, sadly. And it used to be a place that people would hang. People would buy a house. People would then go out to other areas in Michigan to relax on the lake or, you know, some of the other parts of Michigan that are beautiful. And enjoy the city and enjoy the other, but, you know, forget about it now. The struggle is on, I mean, full-on press. It has to be one of our most depressed cities. But is bankruptcy okay? Is it okay for, you know, what does that say about us when we have 36 different cities Exactly. 36 different cities filing bankruptcy since January of 2010. I mean, that is a scary statistic, isn't it? You know, boom. And if you remember, back in 2012, one of the things that Obama was saying when he was running was, we refuse to let Detroit go bankrupt. And along the way in campaigning, both Romney and Obama spent some time in Detroit, but I guess that didn't quite work out. And for anybody who's owed money from the city, yeah, good luck with that. Let's just put it that way. Good luck. I think it's time for a dungeon moment. And I was thinking about this today when I was cruising around earlier, and I talked to somebody in Washington about the IRS and how the IRS, the whole story of the IRS, of what, you know, ultimately happened in the Cincinnati office and what could have happened higher up, because, you know, who ultimately said, well, let's take the tax-exempt status and not, you know, let's kind of treat that like a special seal and we'll push all of the applications aside. So what's happened is there was a big IRS hearing, and the government watchdog who issued the report that found the IRS was targeting conservative groups was turned basically into a punching bag by the Democrats in the second half of what could only be described as, you could hear a pin drop kind of tension on Thursday, which was leading the Inspector General, J. Russell George, to really rip people like Daryl Issa and other lawmakers for their attacks on his office. He said this is unprecedented. Unprecedented. Saying that, hey, listen, there are other groups that may have been targeted as well. They pointed in part to IRS documents that suggest progressive groups might have been singled out. George, though, said he didn't see one of those packets until last week. And he said he was worried and disturbed that it took so long for the IRS to produce the documents. So how about that? So really, all the evidence points mostly to conservative groups getting the most scrutiny. And he just bristled at the suggestion that, you know, with the crazy, tough, in-your-face questioning from Democrats, which repeatedly second-guessed his office's audit of the, of, you know, the IRS practices. And so here was the quote. I know this is a long and winding road. So the quote was this: I have to admit I'm a little concerned that this type of forum could have a chilling effect on the operations of inspectors general. He was referring specifically to the second guessing of how the audit was run. He said, we've never treated an IG office like this before. So then it led to Daryl Issa, the chairman of the committee, who said at the top of the hearing that the committee is open to examining any credible questions surrounding inspectors general, but as of now, stand solidly behind their efforts. See, everybody's just looking for some place to duck for cover. But we still come back to the same thing again and again and again. Who came up with the idea that these applications should have been shoved aside? You know, there was one guy who was a retired tax law specialist who was kind of under the microscope after an employee in the Cincinnati IRS office told the investigators on the Hill that he'd been micromanaging her review of the Tea Party group's applications for tax-exempt status. But Carter Hull, that's the guy's name, revealed that he, too, was taking orders from the chain of command, from up the chain of command. He said he was told to forward documents to an advisor for the IRS's Lois Lerner, who first revealed the targeting of the Tea Party groups and has since refused to answer questions. So here's the bottom line. It's all gobbledygook nonsense. Because if we go back 2 years ago, there was somebody from the chief counsel's office that said more information was needed from the Tea Party people who applied whenever they were dealing with them. That's the first thing. And this is that whole drawn-out process deal. I mean, let's call it like it is. It's ridiculous. So I'd have to say, just for grins, I think that the people at the top in the IRS need to really take a time out. And we don't know who they are. They're kind of faceless. It's like the news. We've put them in protection, a protection program, because their faces are blanked out. And that's the problem with this. Somebody needs to step up and be made an example of or take responsibility for what's happened anyway. So let's just take a big chunk of the IRS, especially the Cincinnati office, and because nobody will specifically point to one person, let's throw them all in our very, very special dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Ah, there you go. That's why it's just so, to me, so outrageous that there still is no accountability. The bomb drops and then nobody, you know, nobody really tries to figure out and trace the steps. It's more lip service, I think, than anything else. All right, so Stanley McChrystal, if you remember, the Rolling Stone magazine, the reporter ultimately that was questioning him and was part of Easy Access in Afghanistan, brought him, brought him down, because that was the end of the career for good old Stanley McChrystal, one of our most revered generals who, without a doubt, loved his job. But because of some of the things that were said about how he ignored the administration, the next thing you know, he was out, he was done, and that was it. Now the Rolling Stone, it seems, has gotten somebody else into trouble. A state trooper has been relieved of his duty because he released the bloody photos of Jokhar Tsarnaev in response to the Rolling Stone cover. Now, on the cover, it was a casual Tsarnaev who was kicking back and looking like a young kid who had probably a bright future, if you didn't know that he was the Boston bomber. So Sergeant Sean Murphy, a tactical photographer with the state police, gave photos to Boston Magazine and says he was furious with Rolling Stone's decision to glamorize and accuse terrorists on its cover, so he wanted to offer up new photos as an alternative. And, you know, now as they go through the photographs, the department is furious with him, so he is no longer patrolling the streets or highways in the Boston area. Any thoughts on the show? Shoot them to me, americatonight.net.
A simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.